I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
From the outside looking in, the Renners were a perfect couple. John was always smiling, his Hollywood smile. His face was a throwback to a classic movie star look. It seems like he had a new car or motorcycle in his driveway every month. His wife, Virginia, was even more stunning. A fashionable force of nature with blue eyes that could stop traffic. I always wondered how I ended up living next to them, given their outward displays of wealth and the modest vibe of the neighborhood. It turns out that they owned at least three houses, which explained their occasional disappearance for days or weeks. When they were around the neighborhood, the Renners were unfailingly friendly. John always tossed me a wave if I were cutting the grass at the same time. Occasionally, this would happen while Virginia was out sunbathing next to their pool, which was so distracting. I ran my mower into a tree more than once. The couple appeared to be living their best life every day, but over the course of the spring, I started noticing cracks. Virginia was at home much more than John. He tended to leave early in the morning and not return until after midnight. Some days, he wouldn't return at all. As far as I could tell, Mrs. Renner didn't have a typical job. She spent most of her mornings gardening or sitting on the porch reading. Her afternoons were dedicated to swimming or lounging by the pool, to the eternal gratitude of all the neighborhood guys with a line of sight to the Renner's backyard. Since I work night shifts and live alone, I found myself stepping out to chat with Virginia several times during the day. To my complete lack of shock, I found out that she was a model. However, to my actual surprise, she turned out to not just be gorgeous, but also clever and funny and a lover of terrible jokes. We swapped cheesy jokes every day from our porches and settled into a comfortable acquaintance, bordering on friendship. When I asked Virginia about her modeling career, she revealed that while she did traditional photo shoots, most of the time was spent on OnlyFans. I was stunned when she told me how much she makes during an average month. We were sitting together on her porch swing, drinking from a pitcher of margaritas, when she asked me if I'd like to check out her account. I wasn't sure what the proper answer would be in that scenario, so I just sort of smiled and shrugged. Virginia took that as a yes and pulled a pen from her purse. She took my hand and wrote her account name on my palm along with a discount code. I felt my heart begin humming the moment she touched me. By the time she was done writing on my hand, I was sweating. I went home 20 minutes later and immediately logged onto OnlyFans. Virginia's account was in the top 1%, and after some casual scrolling, appeared to only contain solo content. There was no sign of John or anyone else. Most of it was actually benign, though she did have the occasional racy post. I felt a little awkward, almost like I was spying on my friend or peeping. But since she was the one who encouraged me to check out her account, I tried my best to get over the discomfort. Logging onto Virginia's OnlyFans quickly became a nightly habit of mine. She even made me a mod for her live streams. That resulted in me getting called a simp a few times each stream. But overall, the channel was chill. The first few weeks were great, and Virginia was always impeccable when it came to her makeup, her hair, and her clothes. But over the course of a dozen streams and videos, I began to notice concerning details. Sometimes her makeup would be overboard to the point where it seemed like she was using it for concealment. I saw her wear turtlenecks often, despite it being spring. Once, I caught the purple outline of a fresh bruise in her hairline, partially hidden by a sweep of blonde hair. John started leaving the house less and less. While Virginia and I still shared the occasional drink on her porch, Mr. Renner stopped giving me friendly nods and even shot me the occasional glare until I took the hint and became a less frequent guest. It wasn't just Virginia showing signs that there might be trouble at home, though. I was woken up one night by the sound of a tow truck in the driveway. I peeked out of the window to see the Renners standing in their yard, arguing quietly. In the light of the full moon, I could see John's latest toy, a sapphire blue sports car, had vicious scratches all over the paint and what looked like kitchen knives jammed into the tires. Mr. Renner also started walking around with fresh scratches on his face from time to time. Virginia began streaming less and less and rarely came outside of her house anymore. I could hear them yelling at each other several nights a week as spring crawled towards summer. I considered calling the police during some of their worst screaming matches, but they always burnt out quickly. Truth be told, I didn't want to get involved. I liked having this concept of them as perfect, beautiful, happy family. They were my idea of relationship goals, and Virginia, well, she was my dream. I woke up one night in April to the smell of smoke. My half-asleep brain assumed it was a bonfire, but the odor was so strong. When I opened my eyes, I saw thick banks of black smoke oozing in through my partially opened window. I glanced at my computer and screamed. I still had Virginia's OnlyFans stream open. It was running, showing a live feed of her bedroom. Empty, except for a dense fog of smoke. I looked outside. The Renner's house was on fire. Flames licked out of all the windows and doors and slithered along the roofline. Smoke came flooding out, threading through the fire and spiraling up to the night sky like a tower of ash. I grabbed my phone and raced outside, nearly falling down my stairs in the process. I was on the line with 911 before my bare feet hit the grass. The thing they don't tell you about house fires is that they can be loud. I heard flames popping along with cracks of wood giving way, chewed to pieces by the heat. Over all of that, though, I thought I could hear screaming, two voices shrieking together. I tried to get into the house, I swear I did, but the heat coming out of the door might as well have been an electric fence. All I could do was stand in the yard while more neighbors came out on the street and the rising whine of fire engine sirens grew louder. The official cause of the fire was arson. Someone had turned on the gas stove and let fumes build inside the house before setting some curtains alight. I found out through a friend who was a volunteer firefighter. They never did determine who started the blaze, though. My friend, at my urging, which I quickly grew to regret, showed me some of the photos from the investigation. The charred corpses of John and Virginia Renner were wrapped around each other, though it was impossible to tell if they were fighting or embracing. What was left of them, pitch black and pitted like charcoal, was curled up on the floor in front of their fireplace. I found videos from that night's live stream still on Virginia's account. Mostly it was of her and John arguing. He accused her of being unfaithful. He mentioned my name. Both of them left the room, but the camera kept running. There was screaming, both of their voices, and then nothing for 15 minutes. That's when the smoke started rolling in. Growing up without a lot of money, I never thought I'd own my own house. Then I started my OnlyFans last summer, and the money came pouring in almost faster than I could count it. I closed on a small but comfortable place with a nice yard and a porch in the back in March. It was my dream house, and I couldn't have been happier. Over the course of a few months, however, my dream became a nightmare. Starting an OnlyFans was a spur-of-the-moment decision I made. I was unemployed, drowning in debt, living with my parents, and overall felt like I'd hit a wall in life at only 23 years old. I'd read an article where it said the average woman on OnlyFans made $800 a month, which would at least get me starting off paying off my credit cards. Apparently, while $800 is the average, some girls do much better, including my account. I made $400 the first day, and by the end of the month, I was already out of debt and starting to save. My account was all about tasteful and artistic expression. I got into photography in college, so I already had a decent setup. Once I moved into the new house, I set up my office in one of the bedrooms. It involved a lot of silk curtains and lace and plush pillows. I honestly spent more time with my clothes on, just chatting with my fans. A lot of them were lonely guys who just seemed to need a friend, a shoulder to cry on, and artificial intimacy. One struggle I had from the start was drawing boundaries. I'm an oversharer by nature, and I found myself letting way too many details about my life slip during online conversations. I figured that the guys were harmless, though, so it wouldn't be a big deal if they knew my real name or the town I lived in. I was putting fresh linens into the upstairs hall closet when I caught sight of several small piles of dust on the carpet. There was dust on some of the shelves in the closet as well. A thin film of white particles, like snow, had blown in and refused to melt. Food that I was positive I left in the fridge and pantry began disappearing. Furniture would sometimes be just slightly out of place from where I remembered moving it. I began hearing strange thumping sounds at night and creaks from deep within the house. My first assumption was that my house was haunted. I'm a very spiritual person, and I've always had a sixth sense about spirits and energy. I started burning sage regularly, walking through the house with crystals, and leaving out small offerings like mini bottles of rum and brandy. Unfortunately, the weirdness only intensified as weeks went by. I developed sleeping issues. Some nights I would wake up with a sense that I wasn't alone. I could feel a presence, or the echo of a presence, at least. I became increasingly paranoid as sleep deprivation took its toll. I was posting less and less to OnlyFans, and I could see the physical signs of my rough nights in the photos and videos. My eyes were becoming baggy, my skin pale, and I found it harder and harder to dig up a smile or sympathy for fans who wanted to chat. I was growing more and more convinced that I was being haunted as the nights and days blurred together. My dream home felt like a prison, and I was falling behind on the mortgage since I wasn't able to work. I spent most days drifting through the halls like a dead body on the tide. Eventually, though, my fear turned to anger. This was my house, and I wasn't going to let some malignant entity scare me away. That's when I woke up one night to creaking coming from directly above me. I decided to face my fear. I quickly got dressed and crept into the hall. The sounds seemed to be coming from the attic, so I gently pulled open the door set in the hallway ceiling, lowered the folding stairs, and climbed up. The first thing that struck me when I opened the door to the attic was dim but clear light. I was confused, then horrified. I looked around the cramped room. There were new light bulbs hanging from beams all around the attic. It looked like the bulbs were connected to wires that were spliced into my walls. I saw a sleeping bag on the plywood floor, a laptop, even a miniature fridge. There were thick, black cords running all over the floor, connecting back to a series of small screens. I crawled into my attic and screamed when I saw what was on those screens. It was my house. Every room must have been wired with a camera. I thought of the piles of dust I'd found and realized that they were from someone drilling into the ceilings above me. I felt sick, violated, but most of all, near panic at the thought of the intruder catching me in his lair. The attic was empty for the moment, but he might return at any time. I thought of the creaking I'd heard only minutes before and wondered how I'd missed him leaving. The answer became clear when I noticed that the small window set near the ceiling was open. The invader must have crawled out and then climbed out onto the roof. My heart almost jumped into my eyeballs when I heard footsteps above me. He was still up there. I smelled smoke. The monster was taking a cigarette break on my roof. I quickly but quietly left the attic, folding the stairs and closing the door behind me. After grabbing my phone from the nightstand, I locked myself in my master bedroom and called the police. I considered fleeing the house, but I didn't want the intruder to spot me from the perch on the roof. The worst moment came when I heard thumping from the attic. Whoever was on the roof had come back inside. Thankfully, the cops arrived in less than 5 minutes. I ran downstairs to let them in, then followed behind at a safe distance as they headed towards the attic. They caught the small man stuck halfway in the window. The cops had pulled in without lights and sirens, but the creep must have noticed the cruisers at some point and tried to make a mad dash out the window back to the roof. I'm not sure what his plan was from there, but I guess he figured a two-story jump was better than getting arrested. The two burly police officers dragged a home invader into the attic, and I got a good look at his face while they wrestled and cuff him. The scariest thing was how normal the creep looked. An average face with brown, thinning hair, dark eyes, and a slightly hooked nose sat over a narrow chin. I wouldn't have looked twice at him if we passed on the street, but the expression he had while the cops were on top of him will likely stick with me for the rest of my life. He was leering at me where my head poked up from the stairs. His mouth was open in an idiot grin, his tongue out, lips moving back and forth over his teeth. I would find out later that he had hundreds of hours worth of footage of me from the cameras around his house. He'd been in the attic for weeks. What was most chilling, though, was what cops found on his phone. There were dozens of videos of me sleeping taken from up close. That presence I thought I'd felt some nights, it was the creep having just left my room where he stood over my bed, watching me, recording me, probably with his tongue out and mouth peeled back, just like when he was arrested. The police also found a copy of my house key in the man's possessions. At some point while following me around town, he'd managed to swipe my keys, copy them, then return them before I could notice. At first, I couldn't believe it. But then, I remembered how convenient it was to make copies at kiosks in any Walmart or Sam's Club or hardware store. Even though my stalker is still in prison, I've started changing my locks now every few months. It's the only way I can sleep at night.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.